Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and oh so very sexy people. Hey, welcome to Conscious Creation. It's Thursday. We're all here and got lots of information for you. Lots of information. You know the next webinar is June 26th, and it's on consistency of focus, why we keep going in and out, why we keep saying yes, no, why we keep holding the focus and then losing the focus. And there's a lot of information coming in about that already, which I will go into on the show. You can sign up at iamdwallace.com, and that's June 26th from 7 to 9. As you know, when we get together for these webinars, the information that we bring and expand into is quite extraordinary. So I would love you to join me. Creation Station, yeah, baby, June 21st through 23rd. Oh, my God, I can't believe how joyful and excited I get when I think about teaching this weekend. It just absolutely rocks. You can stream it. You can be here in my home. There are payment plans, yes, 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 and all your questions. So if you're called to it at all, if you want to expand your own healing, expand whatever healing modality that you are practicing right now, it's a great, great weekend. I'm also gearing up. I'm going to do the Fatality Fest in West Palm Beach this weekend with my buddy Ernie Hudson. And then I'm staying with Candy G in Florida down there and teaching an awesome day of acting and teaching an awesome day of spiritual healing. How cool is it that in 10 days I get to do everything I love and be with people I love? I mean, life is good, guys. Life is good all the time. Didn't used to be. This work created an amazing life for me, and it will create an amazing life for you if you walk the talk. And, of course, you know, I'm going to be in London July 13th. I'm really excited about that. I love being there in person because I'm really powerful. I'm an actress, right? So when I'm there with you in person, wow, I don't know. I just love, you know, you make more money if you go out over the internet and do everything, but I still love being in the room with everybody. There's something magical about being in the room. I guess it's like live theater. Okay, listen, I am going to do an email show. I've had a lot of emails about an email show. So please, if there's anything, if you find it hard to call in during the show because you're in Europe or the time doesn't work for you, please write out your emails and send them now. I'm collecting them so that I can record this email show. And check out the e-blast on Monday to see what bugs have to do with our ascension. Little teaser there. And happy birthday to Stephen Williams' beautiful little daughter. Can you believe that she was born 1 year ago today? Miss Zara came into the world 1 year ago today, so we wish her an incredibly happy birthday, and I know Stephen and his wife are doing some big shenanigans. So joyous, joyous baby time for them. I want to read you this quick email I got that was like almost an afterthought. By the way, the tithing thing, I just got a call from my portfolio manager, and my accounts are way up. You've got to love it. I'm telling you guys, get Edwin Gaines' book. If you want more money, walk the talk, do it, know it. I find it amazing to me that I'm so excited about giving money now. And I'm talking about tithing some pretty substantial amounts, you know. And it's like I get to look, because I write out my bills every 2 weeks, right? I get to look every 2 weeks for where the universe inspires me spiritually. And I look forward to sending it to those one or two or three places. You know where I tithed this last time? I tithed to the fund of I believe his name was Zach, that I put on the e-blast, the kid that just passed from cancer, because I watched that and my heart swelled with love. And I thought, this is the joy. This is the commitment. This is the happiness that moves this world. And so I tithe to his organization. So just be aware of who or what or where opens your heart and makes you go, yes, this is what it's about. This is what our work is about. This is the joy of the world that I'm looking for, that I'm creating. All right, so quickly, the consistency of focus. This is what we know about it so far. I am asking everyone to join with me right now, no matter what time you are hearing this show, even if it's 5 years from now, and invoke the golden light, which consumes all the energy from all ionospheres out there around any limiting beliefs we have about holding our focus on what we want, manifesting it, creating it, and experiencing it. And so we are invoking the golden light around that. If you want to stay in the consistency of focus, you must stay in the present moment. You must stay in the present moment. When you go to the past, you tell your stories. When you go to your future, you start questioning and go into fear and doubt, and is it going to happen? And you don't hold your focus in the present moment, which, as we know, is where we create everything. And the third thing is, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. I mean, you kind of have to accept that, guys, if you're going to move forward. And no, it doesn't make any sense to your conscious mind, but we know that's not where the truth is. Our power is in our consciousness, not in our intelligence. So we have been trying to hold the consistency of focus by saying, I don't accept that I'm the creation of all creation. So if you don't accept that, then why the hell would you hold the focus on what you want to create? Because the underlying belief is that you're not the creation of it anyway. Okay, moving on through my little notes here. Okay, I'm there now. I trust that I am there now. I accept that I am there now. And then I let that there-ness expand. You see, we're not trying to get there anymore. We are simply expanding the there that we already know we're in. I want to be really clear about that, because what does trying to get there do? It takes you out of the present moment. And because we are autonomous in our own creation, we are safe to allow the universe to come in and support us, because we know that we are the direction of that. Okay, this was the big thing that hit me this week, that we have been holding prejudice toward making it. I know. Say what? We have been prejudiced toward making it because people who make it, in our experience, many times in our lives, have been the assholes. Now, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So we've got to know that that belief was in place from the get-go. If the people that are making it, that we bring into our lives, are jerks, we're creating it. And we got to get on top of that, my good people, if we are going to be the people that make it. Because who wants to make it if they have to be a jerk and an asshole, right? People who make it are in integrity. The people who make it support the beauty of the world. The people who make it come from divine love. Isn't that the world we want? Yes, that is the world we want, but that is the world we have to see and claim and be before it happens in our individual worlds. The last thing I want to bring forward to you today, and you know, if you need to play the first part of this show over again, do it, because I'm bringing you major things here today. That in the past, doubting and questioning has been how we move forward. That is no longer the case. We have to know, and we have to stay in our knowing. And when we go into doubting or questioning, we move out of our knowing, we move out of the present moment, we go in and out of focus, and that's how it all works together. Everything I've given you today has to do with the in and out of focus. Okay, I can go to the calls now. Great. But I want you all to keep what we just discussed in mind when you call in with your questions today. Okay? And stop and ask yourself right now, am I asking Dee a question that I already know an answer to? And have I done my work first in creating a movement around this? Or am I still looking to someone outside of me, a.k.a. Dee, to do the work for me? My intention through this work is that we heal ourselves. All righty, we're off. Hey, Alicia. You're on. What's up, baby?
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this webinar. I am going to have the money so I can call in.
Well, yes. You already have it.
Oh, my God. Dee, and it's perfect that it's about focus because my swallowing is coming in and out as I'm working on the father stuff. And I'm realizing that there's so much under struggle. I was jotting down all the strings that are attached to the struggle and the focus, like I won't be loyal to my father. He struggled with food. He struggled with work, job, having money, his self-esteem, being alone, too tired,
yeah.
Not having the energy. Oh. And I'm getting overwhelmed on how to, like I'm, you know, getting rid of the energy. And I'm going, oh, man, this is so hard.
Okay, well, who's making it hard?
Me.
Yeah, and that's part of, these are the words they're giving me. Can you swallow your pride, Alicia? Can you just swallow your pride? And let's get more clarity around that. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, first sheet, 1, 2, 4. Swallow your pride around your power. Okay, your power is automatically given to you. Your power is who you are, people. Your power is not an ego trip. When you don't accept your power, that's when your ego becomes involved because you get to create all this struggle and everything for yourself.
Oh.
Yes. So, you know, pride goes before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
If you just walk forward, it's easy and effortless. Creation is easy and effortless. So you have the answer, Alicia, but the answer is you were honoring your father, you know, and swallowing all this BS from him, right? You had your answer after the private.
Right.
What you want is to, well, let's get clear. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Oh, oh my God, you guys. Okay, well, this is interesting. Swallow the consistency of focus on the positive. Now, if you haven't picked this up, Alicia's dealing with some swallowing issues, which have improved. And in the private, we got to that it's a lot tied with the struggle that her father taught her, and subconsciously she's honoring him through that. Now, because it's a physical thing, everybody, I want to remind you, I deal with the energy. I don't deal with the physicality that it can absolutely be if it's moved into your body. So if you feel like you need to see a healing physician, then you need to do that. I'm bringing forward the energetic things so that you can get it cleared up and it doesn't come back again if it's already locked in your body. Okay? Well, now this is interesting, and they're saying this is through the channel, and it hasn't, if it hasn't gone too far. So there's our fear. Oh my gosh, the disease has gone too far that I can't do anything about it now. So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around that. Okay, so are you clear about what they gave you, Alicia?
I think so. It, Chris, for me, it's easier to swallow that I'm a failure than it is that I'm a success.
Yeah, and that success is easy and effortless if you focus on it. But you see, right now, you think you are focusing on it, but you are really focused on the struggle. This is how my dad struggled here. This is how my dad struggled there. This is what I do. It's all focusing on the struggle instead of focus on the freedom.
Right.
Yeah, we all do it. I catch myself every day going, oh, my God, I'm not focused on what I want. I'm focused. I keep wondering, why is this showing up this way, instead of going, well, I don't want it to show up this way. This is the way I want it to show up, so this is what I'm claiming and focusing on. You see, we have to hold the focus on what we want, no longer getting rid of what we don't want.
Okay, that's what I'm doing, focusing, getting rid of.
Yeah, because that takes you off the focus of what you want.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully that brought in a lot of clarity to a lot of people, because that is a big part of why we lose our focus. We go back to fixing stuff and trying to find out what's wrong instead of going, no, I don't have enough money. I want money. I want more than enough money, period. What does more than enough money feel like? What's the freedom it feels like? What's the joy it feels like? That's where I'm going to spend my time. That's where I'm going to play pretend. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Thank you for bringing in that clarity for everybody.
That's why I love you.
I love you too, baby. Thank you. All right, Judy in Arizona, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been letting my focus drift to being concerned what other people think of me.
Well, stop it.
I know.
Or I'll bury you in a box.
Well, when I notice it, I do, you know, say, well, I don't want to think about that anymore, and I am divine love, but I'm wondering if there's something
Well, and
else.
I don't want to think about that anymore is still, don't think of a pink elephant.
Yeah,
immediately, our synapses make the connection. So what do you want to think about?
I'd like to keep my focus on what I'm choosing.
Well, what is that, though? Because you said, I don't want to
Joy.
Think about that, and I want to know what the positive is then.
Well, I want to think about joy and about drawing good things into me and
okay,
being happy.
Judy, look, I'm going to walk everybody through this, and I want you to stay conscious. pull up the thing you don't want. So, Judy, what did you tell me? What was the purpose of your call? People are judging you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't want people to judge me. I don't want to judge myself.
What's the positive? If people
don't judge you,
say what?
They accept me?
You bet. Bingo. Now you see how and why you couldn't hold your focus, because you were holding your focus on what you didn't want. And if you were involved in this work, there's a part of you going, hello, Judy, bullshit, this isn't the way. You've got to look away from what you don't want and focus only on what you want. And feel, what does it feel like to walk into a room and everybody look at you and love and accept you? What does that feel like right now?
Good.
You bet. You can you feel your heart open instantaneously?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my beautiful people, when you find your negative like that, know that there is a belief in you. For example, Judy has a belief in her that people judge her and do not accept her. Otherwise, they would not be showing up in her life. So she wants to consciously say to herself, because we are parenting ourselves, we are going to be the boss of ourselves, Judy, wherever that belief and whatever beliefs are that you have, you know right now, you choose to know right now, you choose to accept and direct yourself right now to know that you are loved and accepted in this world.
Yes.
And you choose to see the world as a world that loves and accepts you, and feel what that feels like. And then that creates that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Go get them, baby.
Thank you.
Claiming the symbol, I am divine love around all of that. Okay, Joy in Cape Cod. Give us some joy, baby.
Okay. Yes, I am feeling joy. I can feel joy even when I don't feel it, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely
does. Or I feel other things.
Yeah. Because when we choose to be that, we choose to manufacture or live in that reality, whether we have something to be joyful about or not.
I know. I just really, really got that earlier this morning. But cancel. I have one thing. I think I know the answer to now. All
right, you have one thing you want to expand into around joy.
This
is
one thing I want to expand in. Absolutely, is that I still have. Well, it's exhaustion is what this physical symptom is, but I know it is because I am not accepting who I am or what I really want to do, because I keep thinking that there should be something more. I should want to do more. I should, you know, that thing.
Yeah,
your
biggest challenge in this life is to be your name.
Yeah.
Is to be joy.
And that's all I need
to do. Let me ask everybody, if everybody was joy, what the hell else do we need? Really?
Right.
Because
it's amazing the person before me wanted joy. The person that you just talked to wanted joy, right? It's like,
yes.
Okay.
That's what we all want. Because
okay.
when we're in joy, we're living with an open heart. We feel love. We feel freedom. I mean, that's why we love to fall in love, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we feel joy. So, yes, that is your greatest challenge, duty, honor. That's why you came, is to go, my God, I am my name.
Okay. Got
it. Highest, most correct, most complete, yes. And your exhaustion, according to my channel, exhaustion is always about resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it very plainly, I am resisting who I am.
Yeah.
I am resisting just being joy, because I think I'm supposed to be more than that. But we're not supposed to be more than we are. We're supposed to be who we are.
Right.
And who we are is God.
See, I didn't mean to say it that way, but I did. So that's
yes,
correct.
You did.
I know
that's it. The words came out, baby Kate.
I know.
That's why Freud loved to look at all those slips in people's dialogue, because our subconscious comes forward and says what we're really meaning.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a big kick out of talking to my I Am Presence a long time ago when I was really angry because I kept saying, you keep hitting me over the head and I don't get it. Give me another way. And I really realized that today that, of course, it has given me another way, but I was actually talking to myself.
Thank you.
It was
ding,
like,
ding, ding, ding.
I had to laugh. It was like...
Your I Am Presence is slapping you across the face going, you're talking to it.
Right.
You know?
Oh, boy.
The way is you.
Yes.
That's the only way is you. So take responsibility for being joy, will you? Joy.
I'm going to.
Me too. You've I claim that for me today.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too. All right, Judy in Ontario, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, darling. You?
Me too.
Good.
Okay. So I've been directing and focusing my energy on being like one integrated whole.
Uh-huh.
And I would like some discernment or some assistance in it's like there's
one
still
place you're falling out, Judy.
Yes, and I've been learning about the pendulum and working with that, and I'm just still think it's getting in my own way. So if you could.
Well, the pendulum can't get in your way because it's just a thing. It's like a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something in your way, it's you.
Yes.
All right. And there's one belief,
okay.
And we're going to get to what that is right now. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby.
The Way We Were.
Okay. That tells me you're going back to the past and you're trying to fix things.
Okay.
Okay. Again, if you're going back to the past and trying to fix things, where's your focus?
On the past.
And on the things that you want to fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
okay.
going to create the things that you want.
Okay.
Boy, do we have a theme going on this show. Again, if you want to lose weight, you do not focus on your weight. You focus on how much you love your body and how awesome it is. If you want to find a divine right relationship, you do not say, I don't want anybody like the last asshole I was with. You say, I am creating and focused on someone who is complete in themselves, with an open heart, who supports me, who loves me unconditionally, who is an equal with me, who practices divine love in their life. That is who I want and who I am creating and attracting to me now. Again, you must hold the focus on what you want. So I want to know how this resonates with you. And if you can identify with what the channel's giving you here. Judy?
Mm-hmm. I felt that my focus has been on, being healthy and vibrant and alive and sexy and joyous and free. And when I wake up every morning, my body, it's almost, my body
okay.
is so heavy and so stiff. And so I do the breathing exercises and I do the.
Okay, we're dealing with the definition here.
Okay.
So there's a collapsed definition. Around, because when you said that, man, my pendulum flew to know. So
okay.
You're doing everything right, but you have a definition. So and I'm going to your dad, I don't know where the connection is here, but your definition of a free, flowing, happy, joyful body is, those are the highest words, being held down. What does that have to do with your dad?
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Whatever that is, that's your key right there. You don't have to share anything more personal than you want to share, Judy.
But I don't know what it is. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, sweetheart. This whole show is about getting to the truth. Whatever truth is yours is ours. So somehow, whether it was sexually, emotionally, or mentally, your father physically held you down. And that got all collapsed with your belief that that's how you're loved, and therefore that's how you have to love yourself.
Well, okay.
Okay. So did you see, as soon as we said it that clearly, how your body could release and you could take a sigh?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to be clear that whenever you direct your body now in that way, it is truly what you are truly holding is freedom. That's the definition that when I say this about my body, my definition absolutely matches and agrees with what my words are. All right, sweetheart?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're free now. Know it. Give it a little time now. But the more you can move into the feeling of the joy and the freedom of your body, you have to parent yourself now. You can do this now. The block is gone. Okay? But move into joy in the doing of it now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart?
Marvelous. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. That was really powerful for a lot of people on this call. Again, your definitions are, and I talked about this a lot on Monday night show on the Awakening Zone, your definitions, if you say, I am joy, but joy means struggle, then every time you're claiming joy, you're also claiming struggle. So if you are not getting what you want and you have been focused on it, look to see and ask yourself to give you the information, the highest information, around what compromise in your definition could possibly be going on for you. All right, Wilma, in Ontario. We're back in Ontario. What's up, sweetheart?
First of all, I'm absolutely amazed because every single caller that you've taken so far, it's been like something has leapt out at me that is kind of like pulling everything together for me.
Yes, that, we hear that on the calls quite a bit because when two or more are gathered, Wilma, we come together and share a light consciousness.
It's just amazing. Anyway, my whole thing has been achieving freedom and getting back into my power and stepping back into my flow. And I sent you an email on this a while back. We were emailing back and forth and we never did finish it. What I've come to in my other side of my financial struggle, which is still going on, is the awareness that with my, I hope your guides are coming in with something here, the awareness that the person, you just mentioned the word divine right relationship, and it was almost like you were speaking to me there, is the man that I married when I was 18 and kicked out of my life. Like I just walked away, ran away. And now that I'm in my power or stepping back into my flow, I have the awareness that I actually do love him unconditionally, that I have no, like it was my fault that the marriage broke down. I'm the one who left for no reason, and I'm the one who ran from him every time he tried to track me down. And so now I'm at a stage where my question for you is, when you said the word truth, my truth right now is that I realize that I did reject my divine right relationship, if you want to put those words to it. And I do wish him, wherever he is, that he's happy and healthy, and if he's with someone else, that he's happy and healthy and in a good relationship. But my truth is, why would I do this to myself? Like, why would I?
Well, why do we hold money or anything else away from ourselves? Why do we break down our bodies? Because we've been taught that we don't deserve being happy. And back then, you just went, I don't deserve this, and I'm going to your dad. What message did he give you about having to earn whatever made you happy?
Oh, everything was a struggle. Everything
okay.
was, yeah.
Well, and this guy wasn't, was he?
No, and he what you just described in the, like I was trying to write down while you were talking, so I'll have to go back and listen to a replay, I guess. What you described is exactly what my ex-husband personified.
Yes, but you had a belief in you that you had to struggle to get anything you wanted. So
exactly.
You had to get rid of him because you didn't struggle for him. He was everything you wanted, and he was right there, and he was ready to love you for the rest of your life. What I'm saying to you, Wilma, is, you know, you've had that experience. You know you're worthy now. I'm testing it. You know you deserve it now. That's a yes. So go create him or somebody else. There's a million divine right relationships out there, people. There's not just one. There's a million. But you have to know that you're ready and that you deserve them coming in now. So you created him before, and you created it being over before. Look at what a great creator you are. Create what you want. I want to bring to your attention the words you used when we started the call, oh beautiful one, was financial struggle. And that's what you keep creating because that's how you've defined your financial life. So you want to get rid of your dad there too?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay, so if you don't want financial struggle, what do you want?
I want freedom. I
okay.
want to be able to, yeah.
Okay, so what is financial freedom? How much every day do you sit down and go, I'm just going to take 10 or 15 minutes and go play, pretend, and feel having total financial freedom and always more than enough money and How much time do you spend doing that, Wilma?
I don't think I've actually sat down and done that.
Uh-huh.
I spend a lot of my day living in love and joy and like trying to live in that.
Yes.
Frequency
and,
is the word that I'm trying to use.
And I want
that,
you to connect that now with money. Everybody,
okay.
Listen to me. Money is an emotional creation. Listen to those words again. Money is an emotional creation. The more you love, the more joy you're in, the more you create money. So I want you to consciously right now connect money and joy and love and excitement and freedom in the same exact vibration.
Awesome. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I've been doing that, like I've been living in love and light and joy and I'd like to say eternal sacred flow, but I haven't been actually putting the word money in there.
Yes, and again, feel the freedom of money. Play pretend. Let it rain down on you. Let it sprout up like grass. You know, see yourself picking it up and throwing it like confetti so that everybody else can have some too. And I'm telling you, and I've had many testimonials come in over the emails, this tithing thing, when you can really tithe from the joy of giving to people or things that have moved you and opened your heart, the money flows to you. I leave you with that again, Miss Wilma. Thank you for
joining
us
and
bringing all that in. You bet.
Thanks.
So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all that. I get off on money. Money is orgasmic and fabulous. And make sure that your definition of orgasmic has a really great connotation and definition and feeling connected to it, if you're going to use that word. Had to get the sex in there somewhere. May in California, what can we do for you, baby?
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have something odd happened. I have a lot of wonderful things coming into my life.
Good.
And I had this opportunity to go to a camp to help some kids, and I didn't go. And so I'm going back and forth. Well, I'm not sure why, but I have to trust that I didn't go for a very good reason.
You didn't go because you didn't want to. So why are you feeling guilty about it?
Because I was such, because I think I should have been there to help the kids, but I shouldn't feel guilty because I created this anyway, right?
Well, yeah, guilt is a totally wasted emotion.
Yeah, it's like worry.
You know, every time we feel guilt, we stop our flow. We stop our creation.
Right.
You know, if you want to sit there and help those kids, you take 5 or 10 minutes every day and you visualize that camp and you send them love.
You're right.
You will do as much that way as you do if you're physically there.
You're right.
And,
thank you.
Hold on.
Yes.
Is there anything
okay.
else to know about it? No. It's just, you know, sometimes we choose to do it and sometimes we don't.
Right.
And if you don't choose to do it fully with joy and love, then you shouldn't choose to do it. But don't feel guilty about it. That's what our parents did to us. That's what our grandparents did to us. And we don't want to parent ourselves that way, do we?
No. No.
Wasted energy, baby.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Lori in Fort Lauderdale. What's up?
Hi. How are you?
I'm really cooking. This is an awesome show. I'm having a great time. You guys are bringing in awesome stuff.
I want to be unconditionally happy every day.
Okay, who's in charge of that?
Me, and I've been doing my best for that. I've been getting close to it, but
okay.
I keep getting
stuck. And what the channel is saying, Lori, is just keep doing what you're doing. You are literally shifting your belief systems into looking at yourself and the world in a whole different perspective. Hold on, there's something else coming in now. Sheets, book. This is something that needs to be in place. Okay, give me a song, please, or a movie.
Stronger?
Stronger. Okay. I really don't know what that's about, but the truth is you have to know that you're stronger than you think you are. You're creating the struggle around this because, well, basically the belief is I'm not strong enough to do this. I don't have enough power to do this. I don't have enough control over me to do this. But you do. And that's what you're using, that belief is what you're using to go in and out of focus. So you get up in the morning and you go, my whole intention today is to be joy, not get joy, not have joy, but be joy. What does it feel like to be the creation of joy? Because if you're looking for joy, then you're looking for some outside influence to give that to you. And then you are at the whim of, if people are jerks, you lose your joy. If people come forward to support and accept you, then you can be in your joy. But we don't want to depend on other people. That's not the way it works. We want to choose to be the creation of ourselves, and then we will attract the people that support our joy because that's who we are. And if somebody, some jerk crosses our path, we go, well, sorry, I'm not giving my joy to you, dude. because this is who I am. So that is your big challenge. Is this resonating with you, Lori?
Kind of. I mean, the thing is, I feel like I've been doing all this for so long, and I keep getting back to the same thing where I don't know. I don't have too many people in my life purposely because I don't want, I want to have the right kind of relationships, the right kind of people in my life, and I just find it easier to be by myself than to be around people.
Well, but sweetheart, this is the truth. This is the highest truth. Behind that is the fear that other people are going to take your joy away.
Well, they have. Well, they have
because you have that belief.
Mm-hmm.
The belief comes first. The belief always comes first, everybody. Your belief comes first, and then you create your life, and then you get to say, see, that's the truth. But the truth is, you created your belief. So if you want what you said you want at the beginning of the call, then you get to start seeing the world as a world that always supports you, comes through for you, and gives you joy. Right now, you're going, I want to be joy, even though I live in a world that hurts me. So that cancels it out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you understand? So you're at that point now where you have two paths diverged in a yellow wood. You have a choice right now in this moment. Are you going to go down the well-worn path of people in my life hurt me, so I'm going to stay away from them and be by myself? Or are you going to go down the new path, the path which can, quote-unquote, make all the difference, and go, wow, I didn't even know I saw the world as a world that was going to hurt me. I'm going to shift that because what I want is to be joy. So what do you want to choose today?
Joy.
Okay, well, can I have a little bit more of an experience of joy behind that then? There you go. Yeah. Laugh at yourself because it's great to laugh. It's great to laugh at ourselves. Sometimes I just start laughing and go, really, Deanna, really? You want to do this bullshit again? And then because I laugh at it, I move on. It's the easiest way to get unstuck and move into what you want is start laughing.
So how do you stop yourself from being, or how do I stop myself from being emotionally sensitive? I mean, I find myself getting hurt very easily from people without even my thinking about it.
Because, sweetheart, you've expected that all your life. That we just balanced. It will be easier for you, but you have to do the work now. And every time you feel that thought or that feeling or that emotion, you stop yourself and you go, no, Lori, I ain't going down that path. I'm going to choose to know that the world supports and loves me, and I'm going to feel joy about that. And you do that consistently, your life will turn around in this issue. I promise you.
Okay.
It has to. It's a law because you are redirecting the energy of you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Go get them, baby.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Jenny in Switzerland. I haven't talked to you for a while. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Can you hear me?
Hi, beautiful.
This is cool. This show is really amazing. I connect with every single call. So I was just playing with my Skype, trying to get on top of the technology thing, and I tried to do it with you, and it worked. So that's really great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, really. I was listening. Well, everything resonates. Now, I have this recurring issue with my sciatic, which starts in my right butt and then goes down my leg into my foot. And I've had it since the mid-80s. So I know all the physical stuff that's behind it, but it gets triggered by movement, by all kinds of things. And I just tested for myself because you said we have to do the work ourselves. So I went to see if it's really a physical thing, and I got the answer, no, it's not. It's an emotional thing. But I also asked, do I have a collapsed belief around it? The answer is no, but it's an emotional thing, and I don't know what it is.
Okay,
so,
you're switched, Jenny. Can you hold up a fist in front of you with your fingers facing toward and pop your fingers open as you come forward, your face? Yeah, because you were testing back. I was testing everything as you were saying, and I was getting the opposite test. It is physical because it has been emotional and mental and chemical, and you didn't get on top of it in time. So it is in your body, and that body can change and regenerate itself. We do that every 30 to 90 days anyway. So let go of the fact that your body can't heal yourself or itself. Okay.
It's
about
only
your power, Jenny, and I want you to start tracing this.
Okay.
Whenever you're, and these are the highest words and the complete words, moving out into your power, anytime you do that or are asking yourself to do that, I want you to start being conscious about whether this flares up or not.
It flares up because this week I decided to take myself to the gym after not doing anything for years. And I took myself there, and I had a really nice personal trainer, and I explained the whole thing that I have to take it easy. We did a very simple training, and it was great. And I came out of there, and I felt great about it. And then the next day, it had flared up, and it's there. So I had another stretching session with her today, and it's much better, but it's still there. It's about
well,
power.
But Jenny, hold on. Mm-hmm. You keep looking to see if it's still there. Yeah, and as long as you look for it, it's like a computer, you're going to find it. Because, again, when you went to the gym, you were focusing on health. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Then you come home and you shift your focus into looking at did it work or not, and we're back to the problem.
Okay.
So what that represents is I move forward in my power of creation. I move backward in my power of creation.
Yep.
And when you move, all right, the highest word isn't backwards, so hold on, I have to, they're showing me. When you step back from your power, that is when this flares up. And you step back from your power when you look again to see if it's still there. You see, that's the doubting and the questioning that I was talking about at the beginning of the show.
Okay, I missed that part because I only got in 10 after.
Okay. Basically, whenever we doubt or question now, we are walking out of our power.
Okay.
We used to have to doubt and question to learn. Now we have to know. You have to know that going to the gym is great for your body.
I think I, on a conscious level, I know that, but there's
back from that knowing, and you go, wow, I want to make sure, let me check to see if the pain's still here, and you find it.
Yeah, it's somehow, it is around moving, because when I don't move, it's okay, and if I move, okay.
Well, moving in and out of your power. The power is the key word.
Okay.
To add to the moving in and out.
Okay.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Okay. That's all they're giving me. So let's do that for all of us today. Anything around our power that we keep moving in and out of and shifting focus, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. And actually, they're asking us to invoke the prayer around hold on, I'm listening for the words. I hold my focus in power. I hold my focus in non-power or no power. Those are the dichotomies that we are claiming the prayer around, invoking the symbol, I am divine love. Great. Wow. Thank you for that.
May I say something about...
Yeah.
There was a lady on the call, and she said she had an issue with swallowing. I just like to say something. I've had that issue as well. And then this some days ago, I had a really vivid dream, and I was told I saw myself as a reflection in the dream, and I saw my heart chakra really red, And there was a face in the mirror, which was my face, and this face said to me really strongly, speak your truth. And I've been speaking my truth, which is sometimes, I think, not a pleasant truth to other people, but it's my truth. The swallowing issue has disappeared.
Wow, thank you for that. It often can, And you really do, because I remember my words to her, you do have to swallow your pride if you're going to speak your truth, because your truth is that you're God and that you can create anything.
Yeah.
And speak your truth about your body now, Jenny.
Okay. Okay,
got
thanks
it?
A lot.
You bet. Love you, honey.
See you soon.
Oh, my gosh. I could keep going for another hour with you guys. I wish I could. I wish we could, but we're here at the end. Know that what you heard on this show is yours, and take a moment now, all of us, to consciously shift whatever and everything you heard today, yours on some level, to accept this healing that we had today from everyone who was on the call, and all things that came forward. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. What is the best way you can heal? Love yourself, and love yourself more. And I'll see you next Monday from Florida. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.